order to disquiet and disturb the soul, at times when it is at prayer or is striving to pray, contrives to stir up these motions of impurity in its nature. And if the soul gives heed to any of these, they cause it great harm. For through fear of these, not only do persons become lax in prayer, which is the aim of the devil when he begins to strive with them, but some give up prayer altogether, because they think that these things attack them more during that exercise than apart from it, which is true, since the devil attacks them then more than at other times, so that they may give up spiritual exercises. And not only so, but he succeeds in portraying to them very vividly things that are most foul and impure, and at times are very closely related to certain spiritual things and persons that are of profit to their souls, in order to terrify them and make them fearful. So that those who are affected by this dare not even look at anything or meditate upon anything, because they immediately encounter this temptation. And upon those who are inclined to melancholy, this acts with such effect that they become greatly to be pitied, since they are suffering so sadly. For this trial reaches such a point in certain persons, when they have this evil humor, that they believe it to be clear that the devil is ever present with them, and that they have no power to prevent this, although some of these persons can prevent his attack by dint of great effort and labor. When these impurities attack such souls through the medium of melancholy, they are not as a rule freed from them until they have been cured of that kind of humor, unless the dark night has entered the soul.